Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Captain Mike joins us now, and had a nice little fishing trip with Captain Mike on Wednesday afternoon. Had some great company, cameraman Chris LeCocq, Rad Trasher from CCA, and Captain Mike, you came through, man. It didn't look good as far as the odds, but we managed to put a few fish in the boat.
It was definitely a fun time catching up with you and Rad Trasher. I hadn't seen Chris in a while either, so it was fun. Four friends getting together, catching some fish. And mission accomplished. You know, we'll be able to share some information that'll help going forward.
Well, if anyone wants to catch small, undersized fish, call Captain Mike because he came through. That's not generally his specialty, but we asked him specifically to do that. We were recording some catch and release tips, which you will be seeing coming to a TV near you soon, and we got part of it done anyway and worked out very well. Captain Mike, I talked to you about tides. We got people that are confused. They don't know where to go to get the right accurate information, and once they get it, they're not sure how to put it to their advantage to catfish. Give them your theory on using tides.
Well, just like several of your field reporters have stated, tides are a prediction, and the wind and the weather can have a great influence on the water's movement. But you take the most available information that you can get and try to use it to your advantage. For me, depending on time of the year, depends on how much I rely on the tides and its movement. I really don't watch it too very closely when the water's cool. So March, April, early part of May time frame, really not watching the tides too closely. You know, I might glance at it, but I don't get too very specific with it. When our water temperatures get hot in the middle of the summer, then I find that the tide movement is very important, and I would like to have at least 3/4 of an inch of tide movement per hour. And you can look at your tide graphs. There's several apps that you can get on your phone. There's Tide Predict and many other ones. But you can simply, let's just say you're going to fish from 6 a.m. to noon, 6 hours, and let's hope you have a 1/2 foot of tide movement, which would be 6 inches. So obviously 6 divided into 6, 1 inch of movement per hour. And that's good in the summertime. It's over that 3/4 that I like. And you should have good movement. The water should stay oxygenated and you should have good fish. The water won't be hypoxic. So the fish should be feeding is what I'm getting at. Now, if you happen to go on a day when there's not very much tide, like today, for example, you can fish in passes or bayous where the water is confined and it'll have more movement because it's going through a smaller area. That's also why points are important. As the water moves around the point, it'll gain speed, which sets up an ambush point for the predators. So there's things that you can do that'll help you regardless of what the tide's doing. You do want some movement, either in or out. You just don't want it to be still.
Talk about too much tide.
Well, you certainly can have too much tide. And there again, I think in opposite terms. When it's cold and the fish are lethargic, then too much tide makes the fish want to find eddies or places where they can get out of the tide. And that's why a lot of our man-made canals are more productive when the water temperatures get cold. When the water is warm, it'll be too much tide for the fishermen. It might not be too much tide for the fish, because they'll get right in the middle of that moving water, and it doesn't bother them near as much as it bothers us.
Got it. Mike, are you sitting on hold with a trip today, or have you postponed it? Or are you planning to move it a little bit late? Because it does look like it's going to clear as far as the wet stuff, but what you're going to be left with could be messy.
Yeah, we're on hold at the moment. We got 9 guys over in the lodge, come down from Arkansas for a bachelor party. We did a little bit of a later departure yesterday. It was quite windy, but of course they wanted to go, and we had captains in every direction, and we all communicated, and we ended up finding a bunch of white trout in Lake Pontchartrain. We had a few redfish mixed in, some black drums, some freshwater catfish, even some speckled trout mixed in there. So today we're looking to do the same thing. At the moment, it looks like we may be able to get out around 8:30 or 9 o'clock, but we're in a holding pattern at the moment.
Well, if it's a bachelor party, I'm sure there's something else they could find to do if they can't get a chance to fish.
I hope we don't do too much of that, because we still want them to be able to fish.
I know. All right, Mike, if somebody wants to get you, you're on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You got a great site at AAofLA.com. Give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call and discuss lodging, fishing, and scheduling bachelor parties.
The telephone number is 985-781-7811.
Mike, have you ever had a bachelorette fishing party over there?
That's a good question. I don't think so.
Well, you open for it, right?
Sure.
Give him a call.
We like taking ladies fishing, no problem.
All righty. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it. Hope you guys get out and have a good day today.
All righty, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Matt Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.